The Last of the Mohicans. By James Fenimore Cooper. It was a feature peculiar to the colonial wars of North America that the toils and dangers of the wilderness were to be encountered before the adverse hosts could meet. A wide and apparently an impervious boundary of forests severed the possessions of the hostile provinces of France and England. The hardy colonist and the trained European who fought at his side frequently expended months in struggling against the rapids of streams, or in effecting the rugged passes of the mountain, in quest of an opportunity to exhibit their courage in a more martial conflict. Perhaps no district can furnish a livelier picture of the cruelty and fierceness of the savage warfare of those periods than the country which lies between the headwaters of the Hudson and the adjacent lakes. The following incidents happened during the third year of the war which England and France last waged for the possession of a country that neither was destined to retain. The alarmed colonists believed that the yells of the savages mingled with every fitful gust of wind that issued from the interminable forests of the West.